Why does it keep getting better every day? No way to go. Never getting better. Yeah, so we of course are talking about Dathy Frere and Gagnon Magnon with the song 10 Years. This is so sweet and so colorful. Should we talk about it? Let's do this. Hey, so Iceland, hey Sinan, they've had their second rehearsal and this is so sweet. I really love these video game graphics. I think the little cutouts of Gagnon Magnon, they look like cute little gnomes and you just get that Christmassy warm feeling set against the green outfits. There's like a lining on their green outfits and also the curved guitars or curved keyboards. To me, it almost has like a traditional Icelandic vibe. You know what I mean? Like the ribbing, I don't know, it reminds me of like a Viking ship or something, both of them. I don't know if that's deliberate. We'll ask them in the interview. Yeah, but it's all very eye-catching and memorable. I think maybe the pace and energy dips when they have the circular piano and it comes together. You know, their three guitars come together. It's all around three of their waists and they look up. It's really cute, but for some reason the energy in that section really dips. And so I don't know if the cute factor of that makes up for the dip in energy. But ultimately, this is just very warm and it stands out for that warmth. I mean, they're paired against Serbia, which is more sensual and sexual. All about shaking the body, the heat of a hurricane. So it's a really good position for them. The contrast, they really pop out. I mean, he can sing. Let's just reiterate this. Dathy has a great voice, and we sometimes forget that when we talk about, you know, the catchiness of the song and, like, the virality of the various dance moves. Final point for me. I think this may be my favorite part. I love when they march out, and it's, you know, I wonder what Dathy's counting to. It's just a lovely moment, that march forward.
Oh, my favorite part is the ending, girl.
Come in the frame, quick.
Like this, and then 5 seconds, and then pyros. That's how cute is that? Like, the press center always claps after that. It's really cool, and I think it's really creative and amazing because people, you have, you know, final chance to impress people with some, you know,
now or never.
Small thing. Yeah. And I didn't see any changings or any huge new stuff or something like that on the staging, but probably camera angles were a little bit tightened up, as you said.
Yeah, tightened.
Tightened. Yeah. And I mean, I have nothing much to say because it was brilliant, and there is no other staging concept and staging graphics like this one, because it's so cool, so sweet, so cute, just like Dathy and
Arnie,
yeah.
It reminds me of like a tub of Ben and Jerry's ice cream. You know how it's got all the different colors, the M&Ms, the unicorn candy, the swirls. You know, it's like caramel sutra. I forget the, or is it fish food? It's the really brightly colored one is the point. Sometimes, I don't know if it's because the volume is turned down in the press center. I feel like the energy lags.
Yeah.
I just want more energy. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, I know, yeah.
There's something, because it is sweet and melodic and it's not a oons oons song. But I think with Serbia coming after you, you do need to pep up a bit. Or, yeah. But anyways, they will shine brightest when the arena is full. And when full, but partially full. And there are people, so let's just wait for it.
Yeah.
All right, we need to move on to Serbia, to Hurricane. And wow, this was so energetic. Their choreography just gets better and better. The booty tooches, as Tyra Banks would say, yes, flap that fan. You know, this circular motion where they're going like this. Just on point. Yes, that expression, exactly. I don't know. I just felt like they had a lot of adrenaline pumping through those veins. Really, really... Gasolina. That's all I have to say. Sinan.
I think they met Zenit before the performance all the time because, you know, oh, wow. These girls, you know, we did an interview with them.
Amazing.
All the time. Energy was high to the sky, and they were so cute, so positive, and they also told us that they have, you know, their extensions, and they were like, our hair are so heavy, like 2, 3, 4 kilograms or something like that. They, you know, the performance, they add something new. The bridge, when Sanya says 1, 2, come on girls, and, or girls, come on, actually. Yeah. they go, you know, they walk the runway, and then they start, come on, everybody,
oh,
yes!
Amazing.
And, you know, that was really cool because even though we don't have, you know, audience in the fan zone, we will still have audience, and you know, they can still, you know, contact with them and, you know, sing Loco Loco.
What I love about that part where they enter the bridge and she goes, one, two, girls, come on. So say, I don't know, maybe you're Ksenia. When she says one, when Sanya says one, there's a big orb that lights up behind her, and then two, and then a big orb lights up behind Ivanka, and then when Sonia says girls come on, there's like an explosion and they walk off. Yeah. It's just really effective, and the way they work the runway is the way Anna Soklich is trying to work the runway in Hallelujah. Do you know what I'm saying? This is interactive. This is getting people involved. They're used to being hype beasts. You've got to hype yourself, because if you can't hype yourself, how in the hell is anybody else going to hype you? I just really enjoyed that.
Absolutely. When you hype yourself, you give this hype to the people,
yes.
You give this energy to the people, and they take it. And these girls have the biggest energy like ever.
I mean, it's a hurricane. The winds are blowing in. So basically what we're trying to say is this was already good, and now it's on point. The choreo is so tight. The vocal was tight. The vocal was on point. It feels like they're the closing act. Not, you know, number 8, 9, 10, wherever they are. It feels like they're the closing act. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yes, 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 yes. And you know what? This is actually the closing of first half of the second semifinal. So very, very good job on EBU for choosing this song, because they knew that they are going to slay. So, and I'm so happy with the staging. It isn't, you know, I expected actually some, you know, crowdy graphics like the music video, which I love, I like, but I was, you know, expecting the press center and the people not to like it that much, because I heard a lot of comments that it's a little bit crowdy, the music video and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. It is so, you know, simple and so elegant and fits these girls a lot.
Absolutely. I mean, you summed it up beautifully. I have nothing else to add. Except that I can... It's just amazing. They're just so sweet. Our interview, they were so just kind, and like they were laughing, giggling. They don't take themselves too seriously. They came over to our live stream. They're having a good time while they're here, and they're just really good to their fans and so open and so warm. I love their energy and their vibe.
This is what I love about Hurricane, you know. Not only that this song is one of my favorites, actually my on top of my favorites, also their personalities, how cool, how open up they are.
Hashtag open up. They opened up.
Like, please, I hope they go to the final, and I think they will go, because we don't have a song like this, like with so much energy.
We need the vibe, we need the energy, we need the love.
We need also Serbian language on the final.
All right, well, that's what we think. What do you think? Did you love Hurricane's second rehearsal? Do you think they're going to the final? Which of the three girls is your favorite? Sana, Ksenia, or Ivanka? Let us know here on Ivana. Sorry.
Ivana.
I was thinking about Donald Trump's daughter, Ivana. Let us know here on Weeby Blogs.
Don't forget to subscribe to our channel and our social medias, Weeby Blogs, just write, and we are literally everywhere, but not Pinterest and Tumblr and Grindr and Tinder and so on.
We'll see you later.
Bye.